Greg C. over here. I could totally identify with 90%. And the reason I just said that is because I'm a guy. And, you know, I've had body images, or I've had body issues, thoughts, everything up here since I was little, obsessed with the scale, obsessed with how I look. You know, I get up in the morning and it's gotten a lot better. I should say my abstinence date is November 7, 2002. My highest weight was 275. I'm 151 probably today. I don't weigh myself. The only time I weigh myself is when I'm at the doctor, and then I tell them, don't tell me, but then my chart always shows you. So I went in at, I think I had COVID during COVID, like 4 years ago. Weighed 151. Went in 3 weeks ago, weighed 150, 150. Then just was last week, weighed 151 and a half. So I'm so grateful that I don't have to worry about losing weight. I've been this way for 22 years. It's a fucking miracle. It's amazing to me. And, you know, I'm the kind of guy, she takes my blood pressure last week and she goes, it's perfect. And I told Sasha, that's what I want to hear, perfect. I don't want to hear good. I want to hear perfect. That's perfect, Greg. Perfect. You know, I get up and I was a guy that I would weigh myself multiple times a day on the scale, to throwing the scale away, to going to Target because I didn't have a scale every other day and weigh myself in the aisle. I'm not gonna buy one. I'll just go to Target and weigh myself. And really, I did do that. You know, being called all the names, ridiculed, hit, and I just developed. Just this image of myself, you know. And I used to walk on the side of the aisle, in the hallway at school, down and crouched. And physically couldn't, I don't know who talked about the physical fitness award or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Climbing the rope, you know, guys are, I couldn't do that. I can do that today, but I couldn't do that then when I needed to. I'm glad I could do it today. But I couldn't do that. You know, I got called all kinds of names, and my mind was focused on my size, how I looked. And I didn't have most of the kids in school, I was gonna say friends, but I only had a couple. Most of the kids in school, they had nice clothes. I didn't. You know, I had honestly, when I was 14, I had hand-me-downs from a 50-year-old guy that my mom knew, and I had to wear those to school. And I didn't bring my pictures, but I had pictures of those. And two pair of pants with you know how your legs rub together when you're chubby? And my mom would patch them. And I hated that. So I was always trying to hide that. Always. I worked at Super Value and Golden Valley. And when you're bag boy, you know, it's hard because people can see. And just didn't like it. You know, constantly looking in the mirror, the side views, the front views, the back views. Just a constant obsession about me. And like Brooke said, you know, really didn't start on the outside. It started in my mind. And I remember I had a sponsor one time in a different fellowship, and I said, I hope nobody sees me walking to the bathroom. And he said to me, you know, I don't think you're that important. And luckily I knew what he meant. But it's so true, you know. I just thought everybody's gonna look at me, you know how that kind of stuff. I got a 15-year-old boy. He's just totally like that right now. but the judging of not only myself, but of others, you know, I've not really noticed that. Thank you. And I remember losing the weight, you know, because it came off fast at first. And having to take double takes in the mirror, like I really thought, first I thought, who is that? And then I thought, oh, I look funny because I look thin. And I look funny. And so at 20, I'm just starting to get used to me now, honestly. Now I have other issues. You know, I'm losing my hair. I'm getting wrinkles, all kinds of stuff. I have the same hairdresser over 25 years. And she compliments me, so I like it. But those are those are things. You know, I'm starting to look like my dad. And you know how you think of your parents. They're gross. But with that said, I've really had to learn to accept him, because when I accept my dad, I really am accepting myself. Yeah, I'm caught in the middle. I'm caught my dad, me, and then my son. Because my son, he don't care. He's 15. He'll rib me hard. Dad, you're old. Dad, you're slow. Dad, you're this. Dad, you're that. So it's I'm glad he's able to say that. He doesn't have my disease yet. I hope he never gets it. I have fears of him getting it. Tremendous fears. He eats shit food. He eats a teenager. I didn't train him that way. Believe me, not my fault. Not my fault, Sasha. But really recognizing that I'm a lot different than he was at that age. Just night and day, he has a totally different life. And having to deal with that and seeing him and kind of remembering my stuff, a lot of stuff. He's way more physically fit, way more, everything more than I was at that age. You know, I'm just kind of getting there now, and he's already there. Which I'm glad for. I wrote notes, but I'm not reading them. So they're just up here as a crush. You know, so a lot of my stuff was I didn't like to be touched. I do yoga every morning. And sometimes they move you, you know. And I'm getting used to it. They can touch me in certain spots, but don't touch there. And I don't mean there. I mean on this, you know, this stuff and this stuff. And when I look in the mirror, you know, I'm a good. Some days are, honestly, some days are a 50% acceptance. Like, oh, God. You know, I'm not that IG model. Or I'm not, you know. And then other days, I swear to God, I get close to an 85%. Like, I'm good. I'm okay. I'm not as bad. Then I notice when I look back at my old pictures of myself, like last year or the year before, why was I so hard on myself? I wasn't that bad. I was younger then. You know? So trying to accept myself today, that's the practice. It is a process. It is a practice. All that self-hatred, you know, had a friend of mine in this program, and I didn't set my timer, but you know, just the self-hatred of myself would come out in really weird ways in recovery too. And working with my sponsor, and he has similar issues, but not the same exact ones. So I'm grateful for this, you know, how I practice gratitude for the body I have today, and I'm not getting another one, is I brush and floss my teeth twice a day. That should get up. Yay. Yeah. And the reason, because I've been doing that almost every day for 15 years, probably missed 10 days just out of, I don't know. But I never did that. I shower on a regular basis. My regular is a lot different than your regular, I guarantee you. Thank you. My, you know, I want to, I know I need to keep on my strength, mobility, and flexibility. I'm a construction guy. I worked the trades for years. You get aches and pains. A lot of that has gone away just by what I do to help with that. The gratitude, you know, I didn't have the ability to do the things I knew I needed to do for this until I came here. This program has really given me a lot of discipline and willingness to take the actions, you know. Even though I don't want to, a lot of days I'm like, oh, just sleep in. Almost every day, like sleep in. You know, people ask, how do you have the motivation? I don't have any, it's discipline. I'm just here. I'm here for this. And I get a lot of, you know, silent time with that. And I hope I can continue because I see people older than me in this program that are still around, that are healthy, that are spiritual, that are mentally stable in our sense. It's the best you can be in this program, you know. You know, it seems like, you know, I just want to come up here and tell you, yeah, I know I look the way I look, and I'm not fat, and I've got a lot of recovery, and not every day is perfect. I thought everything had to go right, everything had to be perfect, and I lived a lot of my recovery in these rooms trying to not make mistakes. That's a lot of pressure. And once I realized, wow, it's okay, I really let go of that, that really helped me. You know, that really helped me just be okay, thank you, with who I am. My best days are when I'm not focused on me, I'm focused on anything else but me. I love when the sponsee will call and tell me their little drama stuff. It's the same stuff I have, so, but it's coming from their mouth and not from me. You know, I was a 2X shirt and 44 pant. And it went to where I just wore a shirt and sweatpants because I didn't like the tight belt feeling. I hated that. And didn't change. Mustard stains, holes in the belly from rubbing up against something. And always sweating. I'd be sweating now. To, you know, just whatever. I wanted to be a large. I'm a small medium. You know, depends on the cut. I'm 32. I'm at 30, 29 on a good day. I know it's funny, but I really am, this is going to sound weird, trying to get a bigger butt. The reason is, you know, I notice, you know, you need muscle to be, I'm 58, right? So if I'm going for older than that, hey, my dad's 83, he'll be 84 this year. Yeah, I want to make it to at least that. So I know I'm going to have to take care of myself. The image I always wanted is not what God gave me. So, and I'm okay with what he gave me. So I really appreciate all you guys. I'm super pumped and happy to be here. And I miss all this. It's the first convention I've been to since before COVID. And I'm thankful to be here. And I'm glad we're here. Thanks, guys.